She told many stories, but her colleagues say a lot more are now left untold, ones only Shirin Abu Aqle could so brilliantly tell. Highly regarded in Palestine as a passionate, active and courageous journalist, she was devoted to telling the Palestinian story. As well as covering wars and conflicts, the veteran Al Jazeera journalist reported on the smallest details of Palestinians' lives, conveying the harsh realities of life under Israeli military occupation. But she too became a victim of Israeli forces when she was shot and killed while reporting from Jenin in the occupied West Bank. The place where Shirin was shot has turned into a shrine where people come to pay tribute to her. Among them is Iman Frihat. She tells us she met the reporter in 2002 and says Shirin helped her find out her children were alive.
They told me my house was destroyed and I thought my sons were killed under the rubble. I thought I lost them, but Shirin found out they were arrested. How would I not grieve her?
Palestinians continue honoring Shirin, who they call the daughter of Palestine. Paintings and murals of her are ways some people use to keep her legacy alive. A street in the heart of Ramallah, where Al Jazeera's offices are based, now carries her name.
Shirin would pay attention to everyone, whether she meets a child or an old lady. She would sit with them for as long as it takes to understand their story and grievances. Still, she has authority while interviewing politicians. She was never biased to any political party. All of this, alongside her professional integrity, made her an icon.
Her colleagues remember a humble and kind woman they worked with for more than two decades. They say they miss working with her, especially when they covered the latest Israeli war on the besieged Gaza Strip earlier this month. Bashir Salameh edited the last report Shirin worked on before she was killed. Now he's editing reports on her legacy.
It is tough to continue working. There's a conflict inside of me. At the same time, I know that we have to keep carrying the mantle and raising her voice, the voice they forcibly wanted to silence. This is our motivation to keep going.
Many here say it's important to keep talking about Shirin Abu Aqle, not only because she made Palestinians feel heard and seen, but also because by demanding justice for Shirin, they're demanding justice for all the people she reported on in her long and rich career. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.
Well, Shirin's niece, Lina Abu Aqle, joins us now from San Francisco. Lina, it's really good to see you. It's been 100 days since your aunt's murder. We talked there about her professional life and her legacy, but 100 days on a personal level, how are you feeling? How is the family marking the day?
Thank you for having me. You know, it's been 100 days and I still wake up and ask myself if I'm in a nightmare or if this is real. 100 days have been very difficult for me and my family trying to comprehend this insurmountable loss. But we continue to fight for justice, continue to fight for accountability, and trying to keep Shirin's legacy and her memory alive. Because by honoring her legacy, it means ensuring that no other journalist, no other Palestinian lives are lost and killed by the Israeli occupation forces. And most importantly, no other family should have to endure what our family has been going through for the past 100 years. That's why we continue to call for accountability and continue our fight for justice for Shirin. Mm.
Talk us through how that fight for justice has been. What does full accountability mean for you?
Accountability for me and my family is holding the soldier who killed Shirin responsible, holding the entire system that continues to perpetuate this kind of violence, and the chain of command that ordered the killing of Shirin. We are pursuing justice and accountability through any means available for us. And we have been encouraged by the support of the 80 members of Congress that we saw their efforts in calling for a U.S. investigation into the murder of a U.S. citizen. Including Representative Andrea Carson's Justice for Shireen Act and Senator Van Hollen's efforts in the Senate. All of these have given us some hope that there will be justice for Shireen, no matter what the, no matter how the road is. Mm. We will not relent. We will continue to push for accountability.
I remember when you were at Capitol Hill and speaking with some of those members of Congress, one of them said, you know, if this was anywhere else in the world, the soldier and the person who ordered that soldier would be held accountable. But because they are in Israeli uniforms, they will not be held accountable. I mean, what does that say to you? Do you think that is true? Do you feel like there will be some accountability as you go down this road?
Of course, that statement is true because Shireen is a Palestinian American. So the fact that there's Palestinian before American has made the entire road towards accountability even more difficult. If Shireen was killed somewhere else, there would have been an investigation from day one. There would have been justice from day one. But the double standard is stark, especially that the U.S. continues to preach about human rights, press freedom, democracy. But when it comes to its Palestinian American citizen, then there's an exception. Yes, the road is difficult. It's tough, but we will not be discouraged. Shireen stood for truth. She stood for justice. And she would have done the same if it was anyone else. Mm. So we will continue our fight for accountability, and we will continue to publicly speak out and call on Secretary Blinken and the Biden administration to follow through with meaningful action and to investigate this crime.
There are murals around the Palestinian territories. We've got her reports, which we watch and look back on, ways to remember her legacy. For you and for your family, how do you do that? How do you remember her?
We remember Shireen every day. She's part of our lives, you know. We continue to talk about her. We continue to remember her and recite our stories and memories with Shireen. I continue to talk with her friends on a daily basis and share stories with them and share memories. You know, it's been 100 days, but every single day we still talk about Shireen. Everyone still talks about Shireen. Shireen continues to be everywhere. And talking about her and honoring her legacy means honoring her exceptional and everlasting legacy. So we will continue our efforts towards making sure that her legacy is everlasting.
Absolutely. I'm very sorry for your loss, Lina. Thank you for joining us. Lina Abu Akleh, Shireen's
niece. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And we here at Al Jazeera also continue to demand full accountability for Shireen's murder.